It's midnight on Christmas Eve. You walk through the gate of the hall and walk across the grounds towards the old chapel. You hear a distant noise that sounds like a horse galloping that seems to be getting nearer. The sound is now so close that you start to panic. You look all around you, but can't see where it's coming from. The noise getting louder still. Suddenly, a young boy riding a white horse rushes past you, missing you by inches. You turn to follow where he went. You can't see him, but you can still hear the galloping, fading in the distance. Welcome to Christmas Ghost Tales by the Fireside. This is the first of four short episodes that cover true ghost stories for Christmas. Cotton Hall is northeast of Alverley in Shropshire, near Bridgnorth. It was first built in the 14th century by the Lee family, the ancestors of the infamous American Civil War general Robert E. Lee. The present-day Cotton Hall was rebuilt in the 19th century, but traces of the original building are still to be found, such as the two-story cellar, which is said to have a blocked-up tunnel that once led to Alverley Village. The remains of a 13th century chapel still stands on the grounds. In 1788, the Reverend David Evans was called to Cotton Hall to perform an exorcism on a notorious spirit that was causing havoc. A previous tenant of the hall, Corbett Kynaston, was arrested in June 1740. Along with six other members of Parliament, with the charge of engaging in a design to support the intended invasion of the kingdom. Soon after his arrest, Kynaston died. A few years later, his ghost returned, making so much noise and other disturbances that the tenants and people local to the hall couldn't take it anymore. The Reverend David Evans realised that he couldn't lay the spirit to rest on his own. So he asked five other priests to be in attendance to assist him. The six priests gathered in Cotton Hall and started to pray for his soul. The room was filled with candles and the sound of priests chanting their prayers. After a long day battling with the spirit, they finally convinced Kynaston to enter a bottle. His spirit went into the bottle, and the priest sealed it and threw it into a nearby lake. They promised that he would be banished for 1,000 years. In the early part of the 19th century, local people were reporting strange things again. They said that milk churns were being tipped over. They were then rolling around on their own, and bushes near the edge of the pool would burst into a blue flame. Perhaps Corbett Kynaston escaped his bottle. When the Lee family lived in Cotton Hall, one of the young sons was going to receive a white horse for Christmas. But he was impatient. He demanded his gift so much that they gave in to him and gave him the horse on Christmas Eve. He couldn't wait to ride the horse and took it out straight away. He went across the estate and went into a wooded area when he hit a low tree branch, breaking his neck and killing him. Local people claim that the boy returns riding his white horse every midnight at Christmas Eve. Thank you for listening to Ghost Tales by the Fireside, and I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You can find more information about the episodes on ghosttales.co.uk. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, both at Ghost Tales Podcast. All writing, research, music, production, and sound effects are my own work.